Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the good Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, get that damn snake off for me. Get that damn snake off for me. Acts comes from Acts chapter 28. Ashore on Malta. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed up unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on the hand. I'm going to say that again. A viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on the hand. Now, I'm just going to stop here real quick here, and I'm going to tell you that the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked. And he finally made it ashore to the island of Malta. And on that island of Malta, He was welcomed by some islanders. And he was cold and wet and rainy. And what they did is they built a nice brush fire for them. And as they built a nice brush fire for them, a viper comes out of the woods and he attaches itself to the Apostle Paul's hands. Yes, today's message is, get that damn snake off from me. And probably that's exactly what the Apostle Paul said. Get that damn snake off from me. But the truth of the matter is, the snake came after him. Just like today, society comes after us. They're snakes. Creditors comes after us. They're snakes. Come on, somebody. Tax collectors comes after us. They're snakes. And they try to fasten themselves to us. Come on, somebody. The religious institutions today are snakes. The government today are snakes. Come on, somebody. The churches today are snakes, and they want to fasten themselves to you. You know, when the islanders saw that the snake was hanging on their hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escapes from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." Very interesting. When we're going through troubles today, when the snake is handing on us, come on somebody, you ain't listening to me today. What I'm trying to say is the world is a big snake. And some of you are going through some problems right now. Some of you, the viper of the world, come on somebody, your bills, your mortgages, you're being foreclosed on, come on somebody, you're losing your marriage, you lost your job, you just don't got enough. The world, the viper's wrapping itself on you, squeezing you, you're like a python. The python is squeezing you, wrapping itself around you, and squeezing you and taking life. I'm trying to tell you that the society we live in is like a big python, and it wants to squeeze you and wrap itself around you until you have no life. And unfortunately, when that happens, you would think the church would step in. You would think somebody would step in. But when bad things happen to you, what they say, oh, judgment from God must be on you. Judgment from God. I'm here to tell you today, I'm being squeezed out. A viper is squeezing me. People are judging me because I'm going through problems. People are judging you because you got problems. Come on, somebody. Oh, you ain't listening to what I'm trying to say. So many people, when you are having problems, so many people want to say that judgment is upon you. The islanders saw that the snake was hanging on his hand, and the man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live. Come on, somebody. When the snake of life wraps around your hand, when the snake of life wraps around you, people, instead of wanting to help you, the first thing they do is say judgment is upon you. Come on, somebody. When bad things happen in your life, first things people say is judgment is upon you. And that's exactly what the islander said. Judgment's upon Paul, the snake of life. Come on, somebody. Our society has turned into nothing but snakes. They're snakes. They're evil snakes. Greedy, evil vipers. And even Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, "You brood of vipers. You brood of vipers." And we all know that Satan comes in a form of a snake. He comes in a form of a snake. And a snake represents evil. And look at how many snakes are in the society today. They're evil and they're clinging onto each and every one of us. Come on, somebody. I don't know if you've ever watched those movies. When they're thrown into a pit of snakes. But this is what happened to the Apostle Paul. A snake was wrapped around his arm. Hanging there. How many snakes do you have hanging on you right now? I bet you got more snakes hanging on you right now than you can imagine. You got every snake in the crevice looking to attack you. You got every snake out there looking to attack you. You got snakes in your school. You got snakes in your government. You got snakes in your church. Come on, somebody. And they're waiting to attach themselves to you. And so, when they do, when you're not good enough, Come on, somebody, when you're not spiritual enough, when you're not rich enough, when you can't make it, well, come on, somebody, when you're not up to their standards, when you're not as religious as them, come on, somebody, what they want to do is they wrap their snakes around you, then they look down upon you. How many churches look down on folks because they're not religious enough? How many universities look down on you because you don't have a degree? Come on, somebody. It seems like every time I try to get a job, there's just higher and higher expectations. And next thing you know, people are always looking down on you. And that's why Jesus said, you're a brood of vipers. You're a bunch of snakes. Come on, somebody. Our society has turned into snakes. Oh my gosh. Get that damn snake off from me. Get that damn snake off from me. We should get that damn snake off from us. Bunch of filthy snakes. Come on, somebody. This society's a bunch of snakes. Our media snakes. Come on, somebody. Hollywood has turned into snakes. I don't know why you even invest in any cable television anymore. I don't know why you're even watching TV. You're just being brainwashed and you got snakes on around you. Come on, somebody. Your home is spick and span. Your home is clean. Your car is clean. But you don't know there's snakes crawling in your house. There's snakes in your soul. There's a python wrapping around your body, squeezing life right out of you. Our society's a bunch of snakes. And even though the Apostle Paul, he went on that island of Malta, that viper came out of the weeds and attached himself on that arm. And everybody said, look at that guy. Judgment must be on him. Come on, somebody. You might not be rich. You might not be educated enough. You might not be popular. That's all right. Come on, somebody. Those snakes might try to attach themselves to you. They might try to get you with some venom. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus looked at their eyes. He knows you bunch of snakes out there. You greedy bunch of fools. You hide behind religion. You hide behind the pulpit because you are a bunch of snakes. You are greedy. But when somebody wants to look down on you, the viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging on his hands, they said to each other, this man must be a murderer, for though he escaped. When somebody when these snakes comes and tries to wrap themselves around you, these snakes of our society tries to wrap themselves off you, just shake it off. Shake it off. Don't let society bother you. Don't let these snakes in our society bother you. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire. He shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no little effects. These guys, bunch of snakes, they're going to the fire. These snakes in our society, these greedy people, your boss is greedy, these Hitler-minded Gestapo mentality, they don't want to do anything but help you or not help you, and they're just a bunch of snakes. That's what the Bible says. Here, and he just shook the snake off. Just shake the snake off like the Apostle Paul. Come on, somebody. Just shake it off. All you got to do is shake it off. Shake it off. Shake these snakes off from you. Shake the snakes of your job. Shake the snakes of your neighbors. Shake the snakes of your church. Shake the snakes of our government. The evil, corrupt snakes out there. When they latch themselves upon you, it's no different than when you go into the water. A snake will wrap itself around you. A python will try to bite your neck. Will suck everything out of you. But Paul shook that snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up and suddenly fall dead. You know, very interesting. When you're going through problems, today because of the snakes of our society are wrapping around you. Come on, somebody. The evil of our society, the evil of this world. Come on, somebody. The evil-minded, self-centered, greedy people that are living in this society today are a bunch of snakes. And when they're like predators. We live in a predatory society. They're wrapping themselves, sucking every life out of you. Come on, somebody. You need to just shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off right now. But look at how the people, when you're suffering, look how people look at you. They look down on you. They expected him to swell up. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people today, when you go through problems, they want to say it's judgment on you. They want to say it's a curse upon God. And when you go through problems, there's a lot of people that want to look down on you and say judgment, and they expect bad things to happen. Christian folks are looking at other Christian folks and wanting bad things to happen to them. Because they want to say, God loves me and nobody else. Spiritual pride. And come on, somebody. There's a snake in the church. There's a snake out there that wants to wrap itself around you, suck your life, and when it happens from society, people are going to be waiting and they're going to say, you are cursed. You are judged by God. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care what people say about you. I don't care if people look down on you. I don't care if people say you're poor. I don't care if people say that you have no money. I don't care if people look down on you because you are low in society. Come on, somebody. They've already made their decision. They're on a one-way street to hell. But you keep living good for the Lord. I don't care if they say you're not religious enough. I don't care if they say you're not holy enough. I don't care if they say, come on somebody, you're not educated enough. I don't care if they say you are just, they're going to wrap their snakes around you. But I'm here to tell you to shake it off. But people are going to expect bad things to happen to you. They're going to gloat when bad things happen to you. They're going to laugh in their pews. They're going to laugh in their churches when bad things happen to you. Because they're going to say it's judgment upon God. He didn't come to my church. It's judgment upon God. He didn't pay his bills. It's judgment upon God. He don't look good in society. It's judgment upon God. I'm here to tell you and tell you alone that God is a free God. And God wants you to be free. He doesn't want you to be bound down by these religious folks in our churches today. These six snakes, these vipers. Jesus said to these people, you're a brood of viper. Brood of viper, our pastors today, our churches today, they're just a bunch of snakes. They're here to wrap themselves around you. They're here to wrap themselves around you and then squeeze the life right out of you. How many churches have you been with just sucked all the energy right out of you? How many agencies, government agencies just sucks the life out of you? It's paperwork after paperwork. Paperwork after paperwork. You don't qualify for this. You don't qualify for that. Come on, somebody. They're just throwing their venom at you. They're a bunch of snakes. Oh, come on, somebody. They've sold their soul to the devil, and they're a bunch of snakes. Oh, yeah, they're in the position. They are weak snakes. They made it to the position. Now, since they're there, they've turned to be snakes to suck the life out of you. But I'm here to tell you and to tell you right now, Jesus knows their heart. They ain't going to suck life all out of you. Just shake it off. Shake it off. Just shake it off. The people expected him. They expected him to swell up and sudden fall dead. This is Acts 28. Acts 28. The snake was hanging on his arm. He just shook it off. And the people expected him to fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Very, very interesting here. A lot of folks are waiting for something bad to happen to you. I don't care what happens. You ever talk to somebody today? All they want to know is they just talk about their problems. They figured if my problem's bigger than your problem, maybe somebody will listen. But I'm here to tell you, a lot of people just want you to have problems. They can't relate to you unless you have problems. But what if life's going good? What if life's being good? The snake wrapped itself around the Apostle Paul's arm. He shook it off. The snakes of our society are wrapping around your body. They're wrapping around your legs, your arms, your head. They're wrapping around your mind. They're squeezing on you. They're squeezing on life. I'm here to tell you to shake the snakes off. We got the python of our world, the pythons of our society, just squashing our life out of us. More and more, life's being taken out of us by the snakes in our society, evil snakes. They come to you in the form of a light. They come to you in the form of God. They come to you on the pulpit. They come to you with a track. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today, the Church of America is being judged by God because it ain't standing up for anything anymore. It ain't confronting the evil of society anymore. I don't know what else to tell you, but there's so many snakes right now. So many snakes. Right now, they're in the woodwork on your life and they're waiting to come and attach themselves on you. And when they attach these snakes upon you, you know what's going to happen? When you're going down, they're going to say that must be judgment from God. When you're in a hard time, that was judgment from God. When you can't pay your rent, judgment from God. When you have a medical condition, that must be judgment from God. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus don't work like that. Jesus don't work like that. Jesus didn't come to judge us, but to save our souls. Jesus didn't come to judge you, but to save our souls. Come on, somebody. You were never meant to be educated enough. You were never meant to be holy enough. You were never meant to be anything but saved by grace. And I'm here to tell you, nothing happened to Paul. Nothing happened to him. And nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to walk right through these snakes. You're going to walk right through these snakes that are all around you. Come on, somebody. The snakes of our society. The snakes at the job. You know those people. They just kiss butt. Come on, somebody. They're a bunch of brutal vipers. They're in your business. They kiss butt. They don't care about you. They're just caring about promoted. They're in our military. They just kiss butt. Come on, somebody. They just want the dollar. You have seen it. I have seen it. Come on, somebody. We've got politicians kissing butt. They'll tell you make all these promises. They make lies to you. Come on, somebody. We got preachers that kiss butt. They'll tell you everything good. They say you're going to heaven, but you're really going to hell. They just want to tell you a good thing here and there because they want to keep their job. Well, these kind of folks are snakes, and they're venom and they're viper. They want to wrap themselves upon you. They want to say, oh, he don't look good in our church. He don't follow our ways. Well, then they wrap their venom, their snakes around you, and then they look down upon you waiting for something bad to happen. But I'm here to tell you, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm here to tell you, nothing's going to happen to you. You just keep believing in Jesus and Jesus alone. He never wanted you to be oppressed by religion. He never wanted you to be oppressed by society's rules and regulations. He never wanted you to be oppressed here and there. You just be yourself. All you gotta do is live. All you gotta do is have a good time and worship Jesus. Whether you're smart or dumb, it don't matter. Whether you're good or bad, it don't matter. Come on, somebody. Jesus wants you to worship Him, to dance around. Let the snakes cling to your hand. Just shake them off. When the snakes of the world clings to you, just shake it off. Shake it off. shake the snakes of this world off you. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, just shake the snakes of the world off you. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us, all because it was rainy and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself to the hands. When the islanders saw the snake hanging on the hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice would not allow him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill. I'm here to tell you, the snakes of this world, let them come upon you. Just shake them off. Shake them off. In Jesus' name, amen.